Good afternoon, everyone. So, Professor Ziegler, you'll be very happy to know that I'm also a very big fan of German Expressionist cinema. And I usually use it in my slides, but given the fact that I have 5 minutes today, I will be talking about one thing and one thing only, which is maintaining the balance. And I'm a lawyer by training, so 5 minutes will be a challenge. So I will give you one practical example. And I was asked to talk about public engagement in science more specifically, and I wanted to give you an example from the research that I do. So I do ethical and legal research in the field of human genetics, but more specifically population biobanking. And I think the case of population biobanking gives you a very tangible example of how important public engagement is. Why? Well, because we start with a population and we end with a population. So the idea of population biobanking more specifically is that we understand now more and more that complex diseases and chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and so on are multifactorial in nature. So it's not just a question of genetics, but it's also environmental factors, it's also lifestyle factors, and so on and so forth. And so for us to be able to better understand these diseases, we need to collect data and samples for many years to be able to analyze them. In a given population, when we talk about health research more specifically, well, we understand that there's not always direct benefits to the participants themselves. We usually tell them, when we consent them to participate in research, that they're doing this for the future generations. So it's not like you're going to a physician and you know that you probably will be treated, probably you'll be diagnosed. That's not the case. So what do we rely on? We rely on altruism. So people doing this selflessly. And the idea, when people provide data and samples, our goal is to be able to actually use them. So we try as much as we can to foster collaboration with researchers so as to maximize statistical power of our information, of our collection. And why do we do that? Well, the idea is to be able to translate this into the clinic. What's the outcome? Better health for the population. But in order to be able to do that more efficiently, we need public engagement. And so how does that work in the field of population biobanking? Well, I come from Canada, and we have, for example, Aboriginal populations, and we want them to participate in research. The only way you can actually gain their trust, and I'll come to that point more specifically, is that if we engage them about the research. And that is not only for Aboriginal populations, but for the public as well. When we create the population biobank, and we know that this population biobank is for the population, we also have to create the governance system for it. And that includes many, many things, but it also includes creating the consent forms, developing the consent forms so that people can read them and sign them at the end. But we can do this as scientists, write it down and present it to them and have them sign or refuse to sign, but we can also engage them about it. Engage them about their preferences. Engage them about what they think should be done, should not be done. Now, this has created much controversy in our field, with people saying, well, the public, these are very specific scientific, you know, information. How can they contribute? Well, everyone is lay person in a way or another. I might be an expert in some field, but I'm also a lay person in other fields. And engaging that population to be able to understand what the preference is will only straighten the project. So public engagement is important, but the outcome, we've talked about communication as being about emotions, but the emotion that we want back is trust. So public engagement here is what actually allows research to become a virtuous cycle and not a vicious one. Because without this public engagement, we cannot have a strong trust in our research projects. And that strong trust will allow people to say, well, listen, we have been engaged, and absolutely, I am interested in participating in this. So it goes back up, altruistic, then better health for the population. And again, the key word here is trust, confidence and trust. Thank you very much.